is, yeah.
Okay. I'll just put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Is there a way to do that here?
Yeah, just swipe up control and then it's on the right.
Yeah, the half moon, crescent moon or something.
Yeah. Okay. Sleepy time.
I do need it to be charging though.
Oh, you can keep it charging. I just didn't want it to vibrate.
Yeah, I get it.
Feels me.
That's not gonna be able to charge it. Really? Shit.
Plug into the backup monitor.
That's a good idea.
This one on the left, it's going. I don't think it's gonna make it 3 months.
What?
This left monitor.
I mean, it's not, I didn't pay for it.
You do the honors. Does it smell good? It
smells like whiskey.
As it should.
That was really freaking out. Oh, it's very light colored.
It is very light colored.
What? Is that a lot? Oh, we used mine.
That was actually the iPad. So.
So many sounds.
I know. Well, here, cheers.
Cheers.
Why don't you hop on over there, put on your ears.
Yeah.
And while you're putting your ears on, I'm gonna get closer to the mic.
Swing this little bitch over. Right in position. That's the way I like it.
You need it. You have to.
No. I have to keep doing the sex sounds?
Yes. You either...
Do them more?
Yeah, I was going to say, you either commit or you bow out. Now, Josh.
Ladies.
You just poured me a glass of whiskey. I thank you for that.
Yeah, it's J&B Scotch Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to sponsor this episode.
They might reach us
on the internet.
They might be interested in that.
Yeah.
J&B.
Since Gentleman Jack didn't give us a call.
Yet. You shouldn't disclose that information to our listeners. They don't know.
Well, I'm shaming Gentleman Jack into sponsoring us.
Well, I'm shaming everyone who bought Gentleman Jack after our episode. You know,
yeah.
Just like you should.
And you shouldn't support people who don't support us.
Exactly. And that's
the Jack Daniel's distillery.
And so now we have our nice glasses of J&B, which stands for Justerini and Brooks.
Oh, that's good names.
Yeah, those are good names.
Those are classic names.
Right.
Like no one's name. What was his name? What was the first name?
Justerini.
No one's named Justerini.
It's, it's the ancestor to the name Justin.
Mm.
It's like, and then they just...
Or Justine.
Justine, perhaps, yeah.
Yeah, Justerini.
Well, anyway, cheers, man.
Mm. Mm. I had the wrong liquid.
No, it's okay.
Cheers.
It's nice to see you.
Nice seeing you, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple days.
Yeah, we hung out on Friday for a second.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, for a little bit, and you went crazy.
I did not go crazy. I just went rogue. It's completely.
You did go rogue.
Which I don't recommend anymore.
No.
To define what rogue is that when you and your buddies are out and... Your buddies decide to... Well, there's two ways it can happen. Mm-hmm. Your buddies decide to leave, or you decide to leave your buddies.
Yeah.
And that's a rogue operation.
Yeah. And you went... We left you.
You left me...
Yeah.
...to my own devices.
Yeah.
By my... It was, you know, it was okay.
Yeah. I took your car key.
You took my car key.
And that's really all that matters. I was the responsible party to make sure you didn't do anything silly.
Now, wait a second. I mean, yes, you are the responsible party, but, I mean, you didn't take that much of a high road, you basically.
Well, I walked.
You did walk.
And then that was it.
And then I walked.
And then you walked, and then I assume you slept on my couch.
I did. I slept on the couch.
I don't know.
Pretty comfortable.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a good... thank you for that hospitality.
I didn't do anything. I was asleep.
That's true. You didn't even let me in.
I, you know, you let yourself in with Mike's key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night. Did you have a good weekend?
I have had a good weekend.
Okay, tell, what'd you do?
Went to the Natural History Museum yesterday. I saw some bones.
Oh, cool,
man. A bunch of taxidermy.
Okay, okay. Well, was there a favorite taxidermied animal that you had? Or I assume they were animals. Were they people? I don't know.
Oh, the people conversation did come up. What if there was a museum of taxidermied people?
It's the natural progression.
It is the natural progression. Like, the aliens are going to come, and they're going to taxidermy us.
Oh, wow. That's a thought.
So, like, in the Natural History Museum, they have, like, the African mammals, mm-hmm. and they have, like, the North American mammals. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's going to be, like, the African people, and, like, the Canadian people.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they're going to be doing the things that culture does.
Yeah, right.
So, like, the Canadian people are going to be eating Tim Hortons and playing hockey, but they're going to be, like, in poses.
Is that what you know about Canada?
They love Tim Hortons, dude.
Why? Is that, would that be like us loving Dunkin' Donuts or something?
Yeah, but they love Tim Hortons more than we love Dunkin'. Because we also have Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, we have.
They only have Tim Hortons.
Right. We have quite a few donuts.
We also have Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not out here, though.
You know what? I read something troubling on the internet, which you can probably say that every day. I read that the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts are not fresh at all. That they actually get shipped in pretty much daily, and they're frozen.
What? Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah, because just make the donuts there. Why get shipping involved?
Well, they're not Krispy Kreme. They don't offer the fresh off the machine.
Yeah, but they are a bakery establishment. Its freshness should be implied. It's part of calling it a big, like, you know, a breakfast.
Sure.
Like,
but when it's also attached to a Baskin Robbins, do you expect the donuts to be fresh?
I expect when there are two separate entities combined into one building, I'm expecting them to be both bringing their you know.
You think the Pizza Hut, Taco Bell?
Yes, that is exactly what I was thinking.
The Long John Silver.
Have you seen
AMW root beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the three? There's like a Long John Silver's, a Taco Bell, and a Pizza Hut, or like a KFC. There's like one.
Oh, it'd be KFC.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen all three combined.
Yeah, wow.
And that's America.
Mm-hmm.
One restaurant. Get a taco, breadsticks, and a bucket of fried chicken.
I would have liked to have been there on the board meeting that approved that decision. Like, why don't we just...
Let's wrap them all together.
Let's just put them all together, right.
Yeah, we will offer like the new improved famous bowl that has breadsticks sticking out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like surrounded by a taco shell.
Right, right. I mean, Apple comes out with a new phone each year. The famous bowl needs a refresh. It needs a reboot.
Yeah. We need famous bowl 2.
Famous bowl S, maybe?
Famous bowl S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend.
How was your weekend? You went up north?
I went up north. I went up to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
I was visiting with a friend.
Yeah.
And man, that drive rules.
Is it good?
It's a great drive. You can take, you know, coastal route. One of the things I look forward to about driving that route is my soundtrack. I always have a good, I don't know, I like my car's speakers, and I make them work.
Yeah.
Way up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You make them work hard.
I do, because I do most of my driving alone, actually. It dawned on me that when people go away for weekends, or like they're going to do something, oftentimes they have a significant other, or mm-hmm. you know, you make a road trip with a friend. Nearly all of my like long distance California driving is solo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just me and my playlist. Yeah, the road. And
your speakers.
And my speakers.
What are you usually listening to?
Dude, okay. I get it. When I go on these drives, you know what? I listen to the new Kid Cudi album.
The new Kid Cudi album.
Yes. It is called Satellite Flight, and it is so dope. It just came out like last week, I think.
Really?
Yeah. He bayed it, which is a verb now.
He what?
He bayed it.
Oh, like Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
He bayed it.
He bayed that shit.
Like, he didn't tell anyone.
He
just dropped it on us.
Yeah.
At midnight.
He said, by the way, here's a new album, and I am still a weird backpacking Cleveland black dude.
He's going to say he's from Ohio, right?
He's from Ohio. I think that's probably a little bit of my affinity.
He played at BG a couple times, right?
He did play at BG. I missed the show. It was...
You guys would have got along.
You think me and Cuddy would have got along?
Yeah.
Probably, you know what? It'd be me, Donald Glover,
Kid Cudi
hanging out, and we'd and like, should we call Kendrick? And we'd be like, no, man, no. He's like, no.
You think Kendrick's in that circle? I was thinking Pharrell. Pharrell's like your older, like your uncle.
Yeah, I was about to say, all throughout my music feed, I keep seeing people say, oh my God, Pharrell's like 40. Like, how old did you think he was?
Like, I mean, he's like 43. He's not just 40. He's like into his 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been around forever.
Absolutely. He has kids our age.
He does have
kids. Does he really? I didn't know that. Okay.
You said it. I was just saying, like, he does, like, he would. Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
So what on this new Cudi album?
Yes.
What are you digging?
I mean, the title track is pretty slick.
The title track?
Yeah, Satellite Flight. Do you want to cue that up?
I'm gonna bring it up.
Bring it up a little
bring
bit.
Bring it up a little bit.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's thunder.
Yeah.
For the third track on this album.
Okay, man. When you get epic. A little weather in your tracks, that's when you know that you got something exciting to listen to.
Kid Cudi presents Satellite Flight, The Journey to Mother Moon.
Right. I always like when there's, like, when artists name their albums. Yeah. It's just, it's really... It's like, here's this presentation. Like, I present this to you.
Is it a concept album?
It sounds like it is. I've only played through it probably once. I need to do another listen and give it its due, because, you know, a new album, when you're really wanting to get into it, takes a couple times.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
What are you listening to?
When I drive?
Yeah, when you drive. Sure.
When I drive... I like to imagine that my life is the opening credits of Friday Night Lights, and I'm driving through the fields of Texas.
Yeah,
and I'm playing some, like, explosions.
No matter where you're driving,
I'm on the PCH.
Yeah,
and
gross.
What?
No, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm on the one. I'm on the one going north.
Call it the PCH.
I'm on the PCH.
Yeah, you sound cool.
The Pacific Coast Highway for everyone else in the country.
Quite a highway.
It is. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going up the PCH, but I think I'm in, like, the oil fields of Texas, and I'm just like blasting some explosions in the sky. So much of driving in college.
Yeah.
Was just driving through Athens, blasting explosions in the sky.
I think that's entirely appropriate, you know, just to get it in the, get the landscape of things.
Oh, yeah. And then I give myself, like, motivational speeches. I'm Kyle Chandler, and I have, like, a Texas accent that's not, it's really bad, so I'm not going to do it on the show.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, yeah, just some explosions in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I,
just feeling good.
You know what? To contrast your mood, because that's moody music.
Oh yeah.
I also like to listen to upbeat music while I'm driving. Depending on what time of day. If I'm driving at night, explosions is great.
Oh yeah, the sun setting.
Yeah,
you're right. Driving into the sunset.
Right.
And you want the most epic sound.
Yeah, you get me.
And no words.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone screwing it up with, like, lyrics that aren't great.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
However, when you're driving in the middle of the day, or maybe you're driving in the early afternoon, I like lyrics. I like things, you know, telling me what's up. So there's a band that I picked up last year, and it's actually kind of funny the way I came across them. I Googled best band in Los Angeles. I wasn't sure what to expect.
That's a silly Google search.
It's a silly Google search, but I was very happy to come across a band called Big Moves.
Okay.
And I want to play a track called Parrots. Off of their Lanterns EP, and it's just, man, when you break onto the highway, hearing this little melody, she's got this voice,
she's got a good voice,
and the percussion all throughout all of their releases it's different. It's not the standard affair. So, they actually have a fun music video with that song as well. So if any listeners are into that little clip that we just heard, maybe look up Big Moves Parrots and watch the watch the video.
It's a creepy album cover.
It's a creepy album cover. So like, I like when bands do that. You know, don't look too much into it.
Well, I mean, there's like a literal thing with like a snout and like freaky teeth. Are those?
Josh, you can't. You
is
can't.
Is that a bed?
Don't judge it by its cover. You know, just.
I'm gonna judge it by what is math rock.
Math rock is
it's one of their descriptions here.
Mm-hmm.
There's dance rock, experimental, indie jazz, and then math rock.
The best advice I can give to you is to not read any genres and just listen to the music that you like. Don't try to.
But what is math rock?
Okay, I'll tell you what math rock is. It's music for people to feel superior to other people when they tell them that they listen to math rock. Okay, no. Math rock is mostly associated with polyrhythms, which is when there's two different rhythms going on in a cyclical fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So there is maybe a guitar following a 3-4 measure, and maybe the percussion is following a 4-4 measure, and they match up after so many repetitions.
Mm.
So, and they call it math rock, mostly because of the changing time signatures and... It's only based in math, probably because of the counting.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually find out a lot of information on math rock at a website called math-rock.net. Actually,
that's just not true.
I'm so
math-rock.
I'm so sorry.
.net.
I don't even have them.
That's not even a real website. I'm typing it in. I got the Safari open. Math. -rock
yeah.
.net.
Yeah.
It's loading.
Mm-hmm.
It's loading. It's very slow. They should get some new hosting. My God. Yeah. Dedicated to bringing you new math rock bands and information. Josh, the fourth link.
Mm-hmm.
Math rock? Question mark?
I have to apologize for bringing that out of my back pocket. Listeners, I have nothing in front of me. I don't have an iPad or a computer. I just know that this website exists.
There is What is Math Rock that links you to a Wikipedia article, which it's lazy.
If it has a Wikipedia article, it's a real thing. That's
what. And then they have Mathcore, which is basically Math Rock, only a rougher, harsher version.
Yeah, that's probably where you're going to get more distorted tones. Like, there's a band, This Town Needs Guns, where it's like very clean, chimey guitars.
Uh-huh.
And then you can maybe have a band such as Animals as Leaders, which is just really, really...
Are there any math rock bands named like Algebra? like Trig?
That's an idea, actually.
Perhaps. Or they don't have a name because they're an invisible number.
What is, so like a Prince thing and like the artist formerly
known artist as. Formerly yeah they just have an ASCII code that's the name of their band
maybe
I guess that's what's that name the triangle band
Alt-J. Alt-J, yeah you know what there's also a band called XXYYXX that I'm real into
yeah but what is that that's not the name of the band how do you pronounce that
I've just been calling it XXYYXX
it's not like a like yeah. Alt-J, that's the name of the band, but they're like the triangle symbol when you type in Alt-J is the actual name of the band.
I can't tell. It's all semantics. Like, just, you know, how are you going to reference it? Triangle? Like, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to call it something.
Yeah. I would name my band Ampersand and have an ampersand as a symbol.
Ugh.
But like people would say the name of the band is And, but it's actually Ampersand.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it gives your listeners something to talk about at parties.
I'm a big fan of Ampersand. He's Ampersand. Oh, you know they had that song, At.
God, gross, gross. And it'll be the symbol for
an at. It'd be a symbol for an at.
You are, you're terrible.
But it'd be like track three would be Pound. Yeah. And everyone would call it Hashtag.
Right.
Because that's what we do in 2014.
What I'm going to do is come out with a band, and it's going to have the symbol, the ampersand symbol as well, but it's going to have the HTML entity code.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's going to be the name of the band, but it's going to look like an ampersand.
Uh-huh.
I just really want to fuck up anyone's ability to look up.
My band.
Your band, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's rude.
Which I think your music is going to sound
like ampersands. Like my music is going to sound like Helvetica.
Your music is going to sound like
a little too
D'Angelo.
Oh,
that's what I think.
I wish my music would sound like D'Angelo. Like I wish I could just. First of all, let's be honest. I wish I could sing like D'Angelo.
We all wish we could sing like D'Angelo. Pronounce. Is it D'Angelo or is it D'Angelo?
I think it's D'Angelo. It's your people. You should know.
Okay, and by your people, you mean Brown.
I mean Brown. I assume. Okay. Hold on, I'm looking it up. First of all, his real name.
Yeah. It's not D'Angelo?
It's Michael Eugene Archer. And it's pronounced D'Angelo.
Okay, weird. Okay.
Yeah. He's the best.
I feel lied to. That's not his name. What?
No, of course it's not his name.
Okay, I guess.
But do you like the D'Angelo?
Oh, yeah, I can get down.
Yeah. Is that do you listen to D'Angelo at any particular time?
No, I don't put on D'Angelo, but I will listen to it.
Oh.
I'll listen to it right now with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish my music would sound like this. If only I can go back to 1995 and relive the neo-soul movement.
What I can tell you about reliving a moment in 1995, and Josh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo has... There's a headline I read, and it reads, D'Angelo is going to unearth a 1995... live recording of one of his shows.
When something's 20 years old or 19 years old,
yeah,
you are unearthing it. And can I tell you, you sent that link to me.
Yeah.
You sent that link to me.
Okay, and I wasn't sure if I had sent it to you or...
Oh, and immediately...
What do you...
I was like, oh, I have something to have sex to now. That's... There's something new.
I understand.
Yeah.
And you know what? Since we're talking about music and, mm-hmm. and the music that you really want to, that you get down to...
Get down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like... If you put on D'Angelo...
Yeah.
Does your significant other know what's about to happen? Because I have that.
No, I don't know. Wait, you have that?
I mean, I have certain tracks that I like go to, which uh-huh. means I'm going to touch you.
I mean, in my head, I have like when I put on Brown Sugar, no matter where I am,
uh-huh.
that's what's going to happen.
I understand. So you can't be out and about and hear Brown Sugar.
I can't be at Ralph's like shopping. No,
that would be dangerous.
It would be dangerous because I would look over to my left and there's like an attractive person. Right. Like, hey, by the way, this is our song.
I think that I would like to start a relationship that way. Immediately, there's a song and just look.
Oh, and we both get it.
Yeah, right. And we both get it.
When's D'Angelo going to be, besides unearthing this album? Yeah. He hasn't had an album in 14 years.
That's, yeah, it's too long.
That's so long. Do you remember the music video?
Yo, yeah. Is it the one with his
mm-hmm.
with his body?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all black and white. It's just going up and down his body.
Panning up and down.
Up and down his body while he sings to us.
That music video and VH1 is where I learned the word titillating.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did not know it before. I think that was like one of pop-up videos last season's.
Was that video?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all they play just every day. They're like, do you remember Untitled?
Yeah.
Let's just play that again.
Oh, my God.
When you want to get it on,
yeah,
and if you were to have a significant other,
uh-huh.
and you wanted to get down,
yep.
What are you playing?
There is a band I have been listening to when I'm trying to get down for the past few years. Mm. It is it's called I Am Robot and Proud. And it starts off with Grace Days, and it's actually the title track. It's called Grace Days.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm a title track type of guy. When there's an album and then there's a song on that album named after it, I just gravitate towards it. Like, I feel like, okay, you're trying to make a point, so I guess I'll play ball.
So it's Grace Days.
Uh-huh.
This is what you get down to.
There you go. Man, we should turn down the lights.
This is gonna get it's already warm in here.
Yeah. This artist actually has tons of music and it's all it gets there.
It does get there.
And when when those notes start to play, like actually I can both get down with that,
uh-huh.
but I'm also into putting on I Am Robot and Proud when I am working. Like if I have to get through a chunk of work. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to focus. Mm-hmm. I jump to that as well. So
what you're saying is you focus on all of the getting down, whether it's getting down to work or getting down to work.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. I have different music for that.
Oh.
I don't. Yeah. When I get down to just, you know, get some work done, I'm not listening to D'Angelo.
Oh.
Because that sets the mood.
Yeah, that's a different mood for you.
I understand. Yeah. When I'm like trying to code something or edit something, mm-hmm. and I'm just listening to some music.
Yeah,
if I play Brown Sugar, it's going to be a very different product.
Yeah, it's a. what do you play when you're working away? Then
I either listen to a band you.
Oh. A suggestion from me?
A suggestion from you a few years ago that really changed the game.
Okay.
Subtract.
Oh, yes.
Because it's an album I've listened to
time and time again.
Hundreds of times.
I understand. I completely understand. It's easy to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember when this was your ringtone?
It had to be.
Yeah.
Just wait.
There it is.
Oh, man.
There it is. Either that or The Roots.
Okay, fair enough.
How I Got Over, because I've listened to that album.
Isn't that album kind of upbeat and exciting?
It's more accessible than the rest of their albums.
Okay.
It's also super political.
Yeah, they definitely, they had some messages.
Yeah, that was right after they started on Fallon, too.
Mm-hmm.
So those two albums, I listen to those albums hundreds of times. If I need to focus, and I usually want lyrics.
Yeah.
When I'm really focusing, so that I can, like, hum them as I'm, like, in work.
Right.
Yeah.
I go without lyrics when it's time to when it's time to work. It's because I'm thinking of words myself, like semantic words that make sense for the, like with web developing, you have the total choice of what to call everything.
Yeah.
And so it's up to you to write in a way that's going to make sense to either your team members or even to you 6 months later.
Yeah.
Because
and you don't want to write Brown Sugar a bunch.
You can't. Yeah, I will write what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that the terrible way.
Yeah.
Terrible way.
Hmm.
Brown Sugar. Yeah. Are you going to?
I'll keep playing it.
Are you calling me Brown Sugar or are you?
No, come on. Why? I'm not calling you Brown Sugar. That's weird.
I think you should you should put it on a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Just get this room even steamier.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna jump ahead.
You should really dim the lights.
Oh, I'll dim. I got the lights
you
right here. Dimmer?
Do you really?
Oh. There it is.
You know what you made for?
Oh, now it's too dark.
I like the one light.
Yeah, you like the one light.
Yeah,
it feels better in here. We got a little D'Angelo in the background.
We got D'Angelo in the background.
Do you? When you're really getting down,
okay.
Well, you know what I'm talking about because this is playing.
Yeah.
Do you ever think in sometime in your life you're gonna use the lyrics of the song to like get set the moment?
Yeah.
You think you're gonna do that?
Yeah, and I know exactly. I'm gonna use a song, Powerline, or wait, it's a song by Powerline, which is a fictitious artist from the Disney movie, a Goofy movie, and the song at the end is that movie is full of great hits, full of them.
Yeah. And that's you're gonna put on the Goofy movie soundtrack when it's time to like light some candles, put some rosebuds on the bed. You're trying to impress a lady, and you're gonna like I'm gonna put some Goofy movie soundtrack on.
In the situation where you would light candles, I would get out the DVD player or actually it's on VHS.
You're getting the VHS player out.
We're getting the VHS player out, and you know. No Netflix, you know?
No.
Going all analog.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
As you go all analog.
Reel to reel, baby.
Oh, wow.
Get some tape and use the VHS rewinder.
These are all sexual euphemisms. Ladies, Brandon's single.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I thought we had mentioned that is off the table for discussion.
No, it's always on the table.
Damn it.
When it when it comes to the Goofy movie, when you bring that up, everything's on the table.
So I will put on Goofy movie and I'll mute it, and then I'll put on I Am Robot and I almost said Robot and Cloud. I'm Robot and Proud, and that's like my magical, and it's
three. That's setting a mood.
Three in the afternoon.
It's also very confusing.
I don't recommend, getting into those situations with me.
I'll do my best. If I ever walk into your place and Goofy movies on the TV,
Josh, if I start
and it's muted, I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah,
I was like, and then if you put Brown Sugar on, I'll know you're really, really trying.
I like
to set a mood.
I like that we've divulged to each other what what musical things to what musical cues to watch out for. If I ever hear that at your place, I will leave.
Yeah, you're just on the couch sleeping, and then you hear Brown Sugar blasting from my bedroom.
You know what? I don't sleep on your couch that often. What? It was. You mention it as if it's a weekly occurrence, which
it could be.
It could be, but it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
So we've talked about the music that you work to, the music that you get down to.
The music I drive to.
Yeah, but I know that you've been preparing for a 5K, which is totally cool.
Is it?
I'm going to run it with you.
But it's...
It's going to be fun.
No.
Well, okay, fine.
It's first of all, it's 8 in the morning on a Sunday.
You did this.
I didn't plan the time.
No, you didn't.
I would have organized a much later time.
8 p.m.?
8 p.m. Let's run when the sun's setting.
Oh, that would be...
The sun has set.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, running is not going to be fun, but it is fun to pick your soundtrack to running. I think you run to music...
When I was first trying to run, I thought I was going to do the podcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to listen to this show 3 days a week. we will have two episodes out, and I will just play those back to back.
Yeah, right.
Then one day I listened to music on the SoundCloud, and I had a little Drake playing.
Oh, is that Drake?
Well, I had a James Blake remix of a Drake track.
Yes.
And that bass part kicks in, and I was running, and I just kept playing it over and over again. Uh-huh. It's still the best run I've ever had.
I understand. I completely
understand. Now I only listen to Drake remixes while I'm running.
Wait, so you listen to remixes of an artist, but not necessarily his original tracks?
No, because let's be honest, his original tracks are terrible.
Thank you. You validated an opinion that I've had. That
let's just take a moment and talk about Drake. What
do you have to say?
Why?
Okay.
Why is Drake popular? He's not good.
Whoa, that's...
There are many... better rappers. Okay. Kendrick Lamar is not that famous compared to Drake.
Right.
And Kendrick Lamar is so much better than Drake.
What is your barometer? What is better? Is it the lyrical content? Is it the message?
Why?
Is it
the
musical accompaniment? What's going on?
The second verse of the Drake album or it's a track, Come Through.
Come Through. What is that song about?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's about lovemaking. I assume every Drake song is about how sad he is.
That
he's not making love.
That he's not making
to love. To the one. Just every other one. At the same time. While driving his Lamborghini in Canada.
When Drake is recording a song, he's just really sad that he's not making love at that exact moment.
Yeah. To the woman of his dreams. Mm-hmm. Which may be Rihanna.
Who knows?
I don't know. But...
You've got some lyrics.
The second verse of Come Through.
Yeah, I've Come Through.
Last night, I brought DOA to the studio, who I believe is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
DOA is a rapper.
Okay.
This is where I show my rap credit.
Yeah, for sure.
They already had a stage and a booty pole.
Okay.
You know what's happening. it's supposed to be a lot of hard work going on.
Uh-huh.
But who the fuck can focus when there's twerking going on?
That is Pulitzer.
Someone put a order for a chicken. For a chicken! I don't understand how somebody in the record label said, oh, you just said for a chicken off mic really loud. We're going to put that on the album.
So he rapped for a chicken, and then he himself backed up from the mic.
For a chicken!
And what don't you get about that?
It's so bad.
That's a classic studio.
This song came after Jay-Z rapped and said cake. Cake, 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 cake.
I love that line. Cake, 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 cake.
Pound. What is happening?
It's a...
Yep. Why? Why are people listening to Drake?
Well, you know how...
D-Dizzy Drake.
You know, all these rappers are on Instagram. They're all, like, hashtagging. There's all a bunch of food pics. I think that the food porn is getting... They're just, like, you know, just...
Do people forget that Drake is a Canadian rapper who was on Degrassi? He was the guy in a wheelchair on Degrassi.
You're saying all of this with a negative connotation. I can tell. What is so bad about paraplegic?
There's nothing
wrong. Rhymes. Which is what he should have called himself.
And his name's Aubrey. His real name's Aubrey, and he's my age.
Wait. Drake's name is Audrey?
Aubrey.
Aubrey.
Wait. Aubrey Drake Graham. At least Drake is in the name.
I was about to say, if there's another entity that I think that I gotta...
I think part of it is he's on Lil Wayne's record label.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just... I don't get that either.
What, you don't get Lil Wayne?
No. Maybe I just...
What's there to get? You need to drink a lot more cough syrup. You need to... You need to get down with the cotta. That's how a cook referenced his album at an old job I had.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's, you get down with the cotta?
The cotta. Like
welcome back, cotta?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's cool, man. Did you bring that fish that I asked you to bring in? Because he goes fishing, and I asked him to.
Oh, he brought you fish.
He brought me fish, yeah.
Did he write a rhyme about it?
He didn't write any rhymes. No,
I should.
This was a rhymeless kitchen.
This
kitchen was without fun.
Because he could say something about fish and go, bring me fish! Off mic. And he would get a record contract. And like have like a huge, huge, huge tour.
Mm-hmm. Fish.
Fish,
fish, fish, fish, fish, fish. We can do this. How come we aren't...
How come you and I aren't rappers?
I don't know.
It's probably our lack of flow. I think that's what they call it.
I mean, do you really need flow anymore? You just...
Well, I am a rapper.
Yeah. J. Cole. Yeah.
That is me.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is going to get so many like subscribers now. He's like, oh my God, J. Cole has a podcast. Wait a second. He's not from South Carolina. He's from Ohio. This isn't the same J. Cole.
How do you know that J. Cole's from South Carolina?
I looked him up.
Did you?
I wanted to see how similar our lives were.
I understand. There's a gentleman who has the BrandonScott.com domain name.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a white actor. And I'm really thinking of putting together an offer for that just so I can...
Interesting. Oh, and he's from North Carolina. See, I don't know that much about him.
There you go. You got to...
There is a Joshua Cole who's like a one strange cat. I don't know what's happening.
Mm.
What do you listen to when you run? You're a podcast listener, right?
I do. I mix it up. Actually, I mix it between podcasts, music, and silence.
How do you run the silence?
I don't know. Yeah. Yep.
Oh God!
I don't know what it is. Well, I do know what it is because I am a serial iPhone is drained person. I always need to charge it.
Yeah.
And I went out thinking I could make it through my run with the charge that I had
of 2%.
Of 2%, I couldn't make it, and I just like, well, I'm not going to stop, and I just ran in silence.
So you don't want to run in silence?
No.
You just have to.
That was the first time,
uh-huh.
And then I found that I liked it.
Hmm.
But when I'm listening to music, actually, I don't listen to like the chill stuff that we've been listening to. I have a darker side, I suppose.
Oh yeah, you do.
I've been listening to my friend's band's album pretty much right when I start running.
Yeah.
His band is called Prize the Doubt.
Yeah.
And they just put out a record called New Aesthetic. It's got like 10 tracks on it, I think, and they're all like...
Oh, there's a lot of random things playing right now.
No, that sounded good. That sounded just like what I was describing.
Yeah. No, that was just Jamie Liddell. There's a lot of stuff playing right now.
You should definitely queue up one of their songs.
Yeah, I'm going to queue up the song right here.
And it's... It reminds me a lot of the music that I was listening to in high school, and like I still listen to it now. Things to note about it.
This is what you run to.
This is what I run to. It yeah. makes me run, like, I don't know. I just get really pumped, and then what I think about is him kind of like following through on, you know, his musical endeavor, and it's cool to hear it come through and to hear it. So this album is very well put together.
Mm-hmm.
I think they recorded it actually in their house. I mean,
nice. You can do that now.
Yeah, you can. You can do that, but you still have to, much like the way we do this podcast, there are things that you pay attention to mm-hmm. to make it the best thing that you can make it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it didn't take that long. Probably took like a week or so. I don't know. We should, you know what? I will contact them and maybe they'll want to say a couple words to us one day.
That'd be nice.
Over these microphones or something. Yeah. But it's Prize the Doubt. It's like, I really like that they put out an album and not an EP.
Mm.
Not that there's anything wrong with the EP, but I feel like it's much more of a commitment to try and string together 10 songs, 10 or more songs than, you know, put out 5 or 6.
Yeah. Has your music taste changed since high school? I feel like...
No.
I don't know. I feel like when you and I hung out in high school, we listened to, or you got me to listen to, you've actually influenced much of my music direction in my
cool.
life.
Good.
But in high school, you were listening to a lot of like Fall Out Boy, Brand New.
Oh, God.
It's
actually interesting. I didn't like Brand New all that much. I listened to them,
yeah.
but I didn't like them all that much.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But you listened to, I guess it's like...
Pop punk. Yeah.
Blink-182.
Starting Line. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you still listen to...
Yep.
Yeah?
I still listen to all of those bands.
Do you like the... I feel like... I'm gonna go out on a limb here.
Yeah, go out on
the,
that limb.
The transition that Fall Out Boy has gone through...
Yeah.
In 15 years.
Jesus.
Or so.
It's been
10 years, at least.
Yeah.
Seems like the transition Brandon Scott's gone through musically.
Oh.
Pop punk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And then, like, now it's, like, this pop punk mix.
Yeah.
I don't know. With, like, Michael Jackson.
I feel like it's the new age glam rock. It's, like, it's got that four to the floor type of stuff all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And all that chanting stuff. Really, I mean, if you're asking me... If you ask me which version that I like better, I like the older stuff.
You like the older stuff?
Yeah, but I still like the newer things. It's, you know, yeah, you're right. The band grows as their fans grow.
Yeah.
So it's been, you know, it's been 10 years for them.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years for me maturing and everything.
Yeah. When I think back to what I was listening to in high school was a lot of like Fall Out Boy and Brand New, mm-hmm. but also like John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had said in 10 years, because we're almost through a 10 year reunion.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But in 10 years, you are going to listen to almost exclusively remixes of R&B songs that are now just like some guy in England with his laptop
mm-hmm.
doing like an electronic remix of a D'Angelo or Janet Jackson track.
You wouldn't believe that?
I wouldn't believe that. I would have, if you had said, Josh, in like 10 years, you're going to listen to a bunch of electronic music. And in fact,
mm-hmm.
you're going to buy a mini keyboard with pads.
Yeah. Because you're making a little music yourself.
The theme song of this episode.
Yes. Which is very good.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It is all, no, there's not a real organic instrument in the track. It is all like a keyboard and MIDI cues.
Mm-hmm.
If you had said that 10 years ago, I'd be like, no, come on. I'm gonna write a song with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. Oh, you were definitely an acoustic man.
Yeah.
Learning Creed with songs, right?
I wish.
Yeah.
I can't play guitar like Mark Tremonti.
But you tried.
I absolutely tried. Are you kidding me? I had a Scott Stapp impression. I was ready to take on tour.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it now.
Josh, I mean, the dream can live.
The dream can live. Because we can bring Creed back, right? They tried twice.
Isn't their entire message about redemption and, you know, coming back.
Coming back, Jesus rising.
And stuff.
Rising from the ashes.
Right. I mean, Easter's next week, so... You know
is
what?
It next week?
I actually don't know.
I think it's in a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was Good Friday, right?
Yeah, so there's like Lent.
Uh-huh.
Well, Lent just started on Wednesday, like Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
Was, so it's like we've got
a couple weeks until.
Yeah, Easter's April 20th.
Wow. I'm completely off base with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought up April 20th, which actually reminds me of a date of some other music I listen to when I'm working out. It is an artist by the name of Glowbug.
Oh.
And yes, it's you've heard of Glowbug.
I've heard of Glowbug.
My friends.
Your buddy, yeah.
Yeah. What's exciting about that particular project is he might be like slowly releasing tracks maybe.
Mm-hmm.
While the rest of his album gets finished. But in that time, my roommate actually started playing percussion for his group.
Wow.
So yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, he's been like rehearsing and listening to the songs, you know, and I like the songs a lot. So this song is called Rat King, and Glowbug is going to play on April 19th at Los Globos.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been there?
I've never been there.
I've never been there.
It's a pretty famous venue.
Do you want to go with me?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
April 19th, they're going to play a show there, and it's definitely going to be a great time. I don't think he's played a show in probably at least a few months.
Hmm.
So
that's cool.
Yeah. I put on his music. It's very kinetic is the way I would describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I can listen to slow, lush songs while I'm running or something, but like things that get my heart rate moving are much more, I feel like they're more appropriate for what I'm doing.
Would you consider the kinetic sound something you want to emulate in your music?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I haven't heard anything from you in roughly 5 years. Anything new?
It hasn't been 5 years.
I've lived here 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Team Nate ended 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I guess 4 years ago.
Which is my old band.
Yeah.
No, actually. Team Nate ended in 2011, actually. I think. I know this because I recently looked up like the last files that I was editing.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, on that note, no, you haven't heard. There's been definitely radio silence from me in terms of music. But as I mentioned, my roommate is going to be playing percussion for a band. He also wants to put together this drum video. And actually, I was playing with a friend that I had met through Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually recording a song.
Wow.
Yeah, in this studio I don't even know what area that is, like Montebello or something like that. And it's so cool. The place where we're recording is so cool. And it's like you can almost think of it like as a compound or something like that. There's all these old Chevy cars.
Yeah.
And he's like restoring them. And besides that, the guy who runs the place is really into music and has this just fantastic studio. Maybe I'll take a picture of it and put it as a bonus material.
Yeah.
But, we're going to release that song in like probably a couple weeks. I need to,
what?
Yeah. Yeah. I need to, record. We need to do the guitars and vocals on it, but the drums and, bass are done. So, which I played the bass and my roommate played the percussion.
Can we just talk about music? It's so hard. I don't know. You've been doing it for much, much longer than me.
Are you sure?
We probably... I've been playing guitar since freshman year of high school.
Yeah, you've been playing guitar since I've known you.
Yeah, but that's not... I wasn't, like, making music.
I think I know what you mean.
In the way of, like...
To perform it.
To perform it and to release it.
Yeah.
And to craft...
Yeah.
A listenable track.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard, man.
No, it's by far one of the most fun things.
It is very fun to...
That's what makes it not difficult, is if you're having a good time, a difficulty is hard to, you know, even... You don't think about how hard it is until maybe you struggle with something. But even then, the challenge is like, well, how are you going to make this a song that you want to listen to? I've been giving you advice on this.
I have sounds in my head that I want to steal from other songs, right?
Yeah, just do that. People,
but I don't know how. It's so hard.
Just do
it's so hard.
Do what you just steal it. That's what Timbaland did. I'm sorry.
Timbaland's never stolen anything in his life.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, well, listeners, I'd like to educate you and Josh about a little... guys, I love Timbaland so much. But even when you just say his name, you just kind of get he's got this beat in his mind that he can
he's
just
so good.
But
yeah,
pay attention. I think he's lifting tracks
from who?
No, of course. Yeah. You know what? I need to not say that I think he's lifting tracks, but I need to say that when looking up some songs, mm-hmm. I came across this YouTube comparison, which basically played back. I can't remember the specifics of it, but it's basically a song that he did. I think it was with Rihanna, actually.
Uh-huh.
And it was like this, the melody was exactly the same. And it's such a killer song, too. It's actually, it was a Finland artist that... Yeah, it's a bummer, isn't it? It's a bummer, but at the same time, you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to not credit people. You should definitely make it your own in any way. And then, music is meant to be... Like, music is totally different than, you know, what it was years ago. Now it's just sort of... Since so many people can do it, since so many people can produce and publish...
Yeah.
It's just to share it.
So hard.
It's not that hard, man.
It's so hard.
It's not that hard.
I just don't have any rhythm.
when you make music, do you tap out beats or do you click? You know, use the mouse and stuff.
The keyboard I have has pads.
Yeah. So you
can... Yeah, and then I have it shift so that it's actually in rhythm.
Oh. You quantize it.
Yeah, I quantize it. Because I fall out of rhythm very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I would make a terrible drummer.
We had a electronic drum set in my apartment for the past like 2 months.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing.
That would sound like fun.
I was awful, but very good time.
I feel like you would just pick it up. Like it would be in your blood.
Is that a Brown thing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you play bass guitar. I saw that episode of South Park. Where Token picks up the bass guitar.
Yeah.
And he's like, I never played bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he just smooth.
I have to admit that I usually get, like, I love bass,
mm-hmm.
but I get kind of some reservations about playing bass in a band because I don't want to be like a stereotypical black dude playing bass in like a band.
Well, you know, your friend's band was looking for a bassist.
Which one?
What was the name? Oh, the one you run to.
Glowbug?
No. The other one. The one you run to.
The one I run to. Prize of Doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is, Prize of Doubt. Yeah.
They're
looking for a bassist. It says so on their Bandcamp page.
I know. And I would definitely jump at the opportunity.
Yeah.
Should I not have other plans for later this year.
Oh, is that a hint?
Oh.
Are you releasing something?
No.
Is the Brandon Scott Project finally happening? That's the name of your album, by the way.
The Brandon Scott Project?
Yeah, that's also the name of your band.
Yeah. It's the Brandon Scott Projects, by the way. It's plural.
Oh.
And yes, it is to, to represent dilapidated property that
that you grew up in, right?
That I grew up.
Your nice home you grew up in.
People don't need to know that I didn't come from the streets. I tell everyone that I'm from Detroit, just to scare them even more.
Yeah,
that there's a black man in Albertsons.
Yeah, but then they talk to you.
And then they talk to me. Yeah,
and you're the least street person
I
know.
I like to say charming. I don't like to say not street.
Not street. You're charming.
I'm charming.
Yeah,
I'm endearing.
Whereas me, I'm super hood.
You are. Yeah.
You remember when we watched The Best Man the other day?
Yeah. Yeah. And
should we tell the people about our new game?
Yes. Audience. There's something that you should do that Josh and I are doing. We're calling it New Endings.
Yeah.
And it's basically you create a new ending for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple to play this game.
Yeah.
Essentially, you just turn off the movie before it ends.
But like, not because like you don't just arbitrarily turn the movie off.
No, you turn it off at an appropriate point in which the story could end.
Yeah, yeah. Like if this story ended here, it would be a very different movie.
And we actually
and then you leave the house.
We did that, and I actually don't know how The Best Man ends. All I know is that that's Taye Diggs, right?
That's Taye Diggs and Morris Chestnut.
Man, that chest. That's a D'Angelo chest.
Yeah, that is absolutely a D'Angelo chest.
My God. But they you know.
We can spoil the movie. It came out in 99.
Right. So let's
talk about what happens.
So in the movie The Best Man,
yeah.
There's an author that Taye Diggs plays who he got a book deal, mm-hmm. and he wrote the book, and
it's semi-autobiographical.
My big old lips can't. I hate you. You make me want to say things like that because I know how much you'll laugh,
yeah.
But I shouldn't say things like that.
Yeah.
Autobiographical.
Yeah. About his life in college with his friends,
mm-hmm.
who were all just doing each other.
Yep.
Or they had feelings for each other.
Right.
And Morris Chestnut's character, he's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And Taye Diggs is the title best man.
Yep.
And we find out through the storytelling methods of the movie, which cut back to their flashbacks of college life, but kind of under the guise of what people are reading in the book. And we find out that Morris Chestnut's fiance and Taye Diggs, his best man, got it on,
mm-hmm.
once. Mm-hmm. And it was so passionate.
It was the most passionate.
And it was to D'Angelo. It wasn't to Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
It was to a much better titled song, Shit Damn Motherfucker.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah, it's like the fifth album or the fifth track on that album.
Shit
Damn
Motherfucker.
Oh, it's so good too.
Wait, is that just the things that he says when he's like
kind of. That is basically the chorus of yeah. I'm gonna cue it up here.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I say
is it off that album? I'm pretty sure it's off that.
I say that sometimes. I say that when that string of
when words. when you're getting it on.
When I'm watching a Goofy movie.
So this is what Taye Diggs and the actress whose name I...
That was such... I love scenes in the 90s.
Yeah, because it was passionate.
Yeah, and sex is never like it was on screen in
it's
the 90s.
No. No. My favorite thing in 2014 is Google Glass.
Oh.
And I probably sent you the new app that's coming out for Google Glass.
I did.
Where it pairs... a couple's videos that they're creating while in the act of sex,
mm-hmm.
and
a whole new meaning to POV.
Yes, but it's like real life POV. It's not like we're making a sexy movie we're gonna put on the internet.
Yep.
Or no, it is what you actually see because mm-hmm. they're glasses.
Because they're glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. Which. It's not going to be sexy.
Yeah, exactly. No, well,
it's going to be a lot of black.
It's going to be not. It's going to be not in like it can't be sexy because Google Glass isn't sexy yet. I take my glasses off. You have to take your glasses off.
Yeah. And you can't like position your glasses in a way that's interesting.
Right. I'm not going to wear Google that's not Glass the point. Until I have to. Until
you, hopefully you don't have to.
Eventually, that's probably what the... I mean, I don't want Facebook, but I have it because I think that I have to.
Yeah. And so you're going to have
Google Glass.
Google Glass.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we need to get back to back to our new game.
Sure.
So in the movie, there's a scene where it's the bachelor party.
Yes.
And Taye Diggs has been trying to keep Morris Chestnut from reading his book.
Right.
Because he's going to find out that Taye Diggs had sex with Morris Chestnut's fiance.
To D'Angelo.
To D'Angelo.
That's the...
That is a love.
That is the sex. In the dictionary, next to sex, it says see D'Angelo.
Yeah. And then when you see D'Angelo, you see his body from the Untitled music video. Yes. And then you get it. You get sex. Like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize to anyone whom I may have sex with. I'm not D'Angelo. I will never be that cut.
Are we straight? Are we...
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to communicate that.
But we can appreciate.
We can appreciate the body.
Certainly. Yes. Anyway. Because we're trying to lose weight. We're trying to get fit.
We're trying to
And then we watched the D'Angelo video, and then we immediately eat a pizza.
We watch a video from 20 years ago. For our
yeah, that's the peak.
That's our motivation.
So Morris Chestnut sees that Taye Diggs is trying to prevent him from reading the book, and he has suspicions.
Mm-hmm.
He suspects some shit happened. So he grabs the book.
Yep.
And Taye Diggs is hammered at this point in time.
So drunk.
It's a bachelor party. Everyone's drinking. Everyone just strippers. Mm-hmm. There's a pimp for some reason. And Morris Chestnut in his...
It's a black movie.
It is a black movie.
It's always a pimp. It's so... Anyway, just keep going.
In his, like, not confusion, but in his, like, desire. In his inebriation and his, like, suspicion, he grabs the book and keeps reading. He's been reading this book. He can't put it down.
Because
There's a character about him, about a basketball player in the movie. In the real life of the movie, he's a football player. But in the book, Taye Diggs wrote him as a basketball player. And this basketball player is sleeping around through college with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the star.
He's the star. He's a handsome star player.
And that smile, man.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but so he's reading, and the lights in the bathroom turn red, and as he's reading, he's envisioning, he's hearing the D'Angelo.
Wait, did he hear the music?
I assume the red light is the D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Because when you are outside of the room and you hear D'Angelo, you're just angry because you're not in there.
Because you're not in there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the red light in the bathroom turns on, which could be the heater. He could have turned the timer on the heater.
I think it was for dramatic
effect. I think it's probably for dramatic effect.
But it's nice to know that D'Angelo has an aura that comes about, and he turns rooms red when his music comes on. That's why you get down to it.
Yeah.
You don't even need candles at the
Anyway, he's reading the book, and he sees, or he envisions Taye Diggs just getting down with his fiance, and he gets angry.
Yeah.
So Taye Diggs is outside of the bathroom trying to get in, saying like he's going to hook up with someone else, and Morris Chestnut opens the door, sees Taye Diggs, and the fight begins.
Boom.
Morris Chestnut's just beating the shit out of Taye Diggs. It's not even a brawl. It's one-sided.
It's not fair.
Taye Diggs is not swinging back.
He's an author, and he's a football player.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and he also doesn't want to punch his friend.
Yeah, right.
That's the deeper thing there. But Morris Chestnut's so angry.
Yeah. You had sex with my to-be wife.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to marry her tomorrow. And I'm just now finding out I thought I was the only one.
Yeah,
There's a lot of, like build up to this moment,
because
we know, the audience knows.
Mm-hmm. That fourth wall, baby.
What, Terrence Howard? Terrence Howard implies it.
Yep.
Is that his name, Terrence Howard?
Terrence Howard.
He implies that
his role is phenomenal.
Yeah,
I liked his role in that.
But he implies that somebody has been with
his wife,
his future wife,
his fiance,
and he's like, no, no one's ever been with. I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Find out it's his best man, Taye Diggs. They fight.
Oh shit.
And then Morris Chestnut almost throws Taye Diggs over outside of the balcony onto the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then he grabs and pulls him back in.
Mm-hmm.
The fight breaks up. And then Morris Chestnut walks to the bathroom, slams the door, and then we stop the movie.
It was a... The credits should have rolled after that.
Yes. And that is our game of new endings.
Because I actually don't know how the movie ends.
I mean, I can assume how the movie ends because I've seen enough movies.
Let's guess. What's your...
They hug.
Yeah.
It was a rough time, and Morris Chestnut breaks down. He's like, man, I did so many terrible things to her. Mm-hmm. She deserves some passion. Mm-hmm. It was from you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it was from you because I love you, brother.
Wow.
And they hug.
Yep.
And then they get married, and then doves, and then credits.
Nice. That's nice.
Even though there was still 40 minutes left in the movie, and that's 10. That's 10 minutes I just described.
Wow. No, that's a good... That's a
so
good
we have no idea how this movie ends, and as far as I'm concerned,
we
don't need to.
Yeah, the movie ended there, and we challenge you, listener, to come up with a movie and end it early, mm-hmm. and make that decision that the movie ends on your terms. Mm-hmm. We are no longer slaves to directors and editors
and writers
and writers
and storytellers. We are our own storytellers.
We have too much to do. This is the Netflix era.
Yeah,
done.
This is the YouTube era. If you don't get me in 3 minutes, I'm done with you. 3 minutes, 30 seconds. That's why I work in commercials.
Fun game.
Yeah. I think we got to do it again.
We should do it again.
We have to pick another movie that might have D'Angelo.
Yeah.
So maybe like a Tyler Perry movie.
Can we? Okay. I want to choose a movie. I want to choose movies based on their R&B based soundtrack.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. So.
Let's see how far into. And like far away from Whitney Houston into D'Angelo and like music soul child.
Yes, absolutely.
Casey and JoJo.
See, yeah, that's where we want to be.
We want to be a Casey and JoJo.
Are you busy this week? What are you doing?
I'm going to try to make some more music.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see if I can do something interesting.
Okay, nice.
Maybe
nice.
I'll remix Brown Sugar.
Okay, remix Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can talk about some plugins and stuff and, you know, get into that music world a little bit.
Do they have a plugin for like
sexy
sex?
I like that we went there. And maybe.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got going on?
This week I am going to be apartment hunting.
Ooh, yeah.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. You should take like speakers with you.
Yeah.
And then play different songs in different rooms to see how they feel.
Ah.
Yeah, cuz that's going to be the real choice of an apartment. Right. Like how does a song feel in the place where I'm going to make the love?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I'll have shit damn motherfucker queued up on my phone. Tell the real
you term. Don't always. That should be your ringtone for me.
I'm gonna tell the landlord that's showing me, I need you to leave the room.
Yeah,
I need you to leave the room for a minute. Actually, no, stay.
Yeah.
Stay. So my brother's coming to town.
Yeah,
he's coming to town on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we're gonna hang out.
Nice.
We're gonna hang out with you.
Yeah, hang out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then play the list.
And then we'll play the list. Well, I'll look forward to that day.
Yeah.
I also look forward to our next episode.
Next episode, next month, baby.
All right, man.
See ya.
Always nice, Josh.